Okay, this is Perichop Aleph and Ilchos Kalim. Rambam continuing with halachas of secondary parts or additional parts to Kalim if they contract them or not. And it gets very, very specific. Okay, halacha Aleph, achutin yotzim min areg, so strings that emerge from the when someone's weaving, as well as at the beginning or the end of a big, large amount of fabric. These are called nimin. Kamashiron, so what's the shear? What do you call it to say it's still part of the fabric or not? Shall sadim vishal sudarim vishal tzai vishal pinyon shall rosh. So these are for sheets and head coverings, a veil, etc. It's six etzbos. Vishal chaluk shehu karua mitchilas vatzof v'achar shalosh nusav mekapten nusav belulos. Okay, so this is, let's say, a cloak of sorts that's open, which across most of its entire thing. Then you close it with loops. So this one is 10. Hasagim v'haradid v'atala shalosh etzbos. So that is what he called a thick blanket or mantle. Or another kind of cloak, cloak is three etzbos. The whole yesosh yirna ilon agel botar. So anything more than any of these specific amounts, if you touch that part, it's tahar. Afisha begetame, even if the clothing itself is tame, even medras by touching by zav or b'sharb tumas. Meintzarach lomar shim naga tuma b'yesosh abegetar. And of course, it's obvious that if the tuma touched the additional area of the beged, meaning beyond any of the minimum shirim the Rambam's listed here, the beged retains the status of being tahar. So when it comes to, for instance, the strands that come out of a head covering, or the covering, the face covering used by Arabs, as well as a belt that's made out of goat's hair, and that's like undergarments that are worn by a person on his right in the skin, like an undershirt, as well as a dress. And pure goods like a blanket, shemanichen al psachim kamo paruches, that you cover over an entrance, an entrance way, yimein kol shehein. So any strand that comes out of it, no matter how small it is considered to be something that can contract tuma. Lach gimel, mishkolas shenitmes hare yudbeis tefach minachuchala chibula. Okay, so referring to now certain types of weights, which the technical term is a plumb line. Okay, these are specific weights used to measure out items. So it's able to contract tuma when it is when 12 tefachim or less are connected to it. But if you touch beyond that 12 tefachim, it's tahar. Mishkol shacharashim shmonas are tefachs. These are more professional ones. The ones used by carpenters, those are 18. Deshal benayim chamishim ama. So by basically contractors, it is 50. But yes, Rami to say anything more than this. Afi shu rotze b'kimo tahar. Even if he wants the thing to stay the way it is, it's still tahar. So these are the weights that are used by roofers or artists. I feel like ruchin kol shehein, even if they are, no matter how short or long they are, no matter, there's no minimum shear, they're tame, meaning the strands. Meaning the string that's attaching it. Okay, so here we have a chain that's used by people involved with gold, a regular scale, those who use weigh out expensive purple cloth, a fabric, and therefore he holds the scale from his hand. Shalosh etzbos is the minimum shear. Kaneshala v'chutea kol shehein. So when it comes to the horizontal beam that it hangs on and its strings, they have nothing in any small amount. These are chains of the scales that are used by people who sell certain types of metal. So those are three tefachim. Kane shalah v'chutea shnei masar tefachim, as well as the horizontal beam and the strings associated with that are 12. Chut moznayim shal chanvanim v'shal balei batim tefach. So the scale used by, let's say, private citizens or by merchants, that is a tefach. Kane moznayim v'chutea shisha tefachim. So again, that beam and the strings subsequent to that are six. So this is the chain that's used by people who sell wool and by people who weigh glass is two tefach. And the kana of those, the kana and the chut of those is nine tefachim. And by yes, so anything more than this is not considered attached to the item anymore. So there's a cord that's used to tie together the various legs of the bed. When is it considered to be joined to the bed for tuma? Mishi yisrag bo shlosha batim. So when someone ties three squares, So if we touch the cord from the point where it's tied and further in, from the knot and in, tame mina kesher, v'lechutz, it's tame. V'lechutz at sholosh etzbaos tame. And from outside of it, being out the knot and outside three etzbaos, we may shein tzrichin shol kesher, tzorchos shol kesher, because the knot needs at least three etzbaos to function. Harei michal mita, therefore it's part of the bed. V'chutz shlosh etzbaos, but outside of the three etzbaos, it's tahor she'eino tzorach hakli, because it's not necessary. Shafilu pasku in a kesher nitar, because even if it got cut off, the knot necessarily would not, meaning that extra rope, the knot necessarily would not become undone. So when a person, let's say, touches a rope that's coming out of a bed that is tameh until four tvachim and ogeabo tahor, right? Someone who touches that four tvachim and above is tahor. It's not necessary for the bed. It's not necessary for anything. But now from 5 to 10, tameh, why may she tolim boz amitos? Because you can actually hang the, what do you call it, when they push the bed up on the wall, it keeps the bed in place. But 10 and beyond, tahor, because then that's no longer necessary for the bed. So this is a band that's tied around the bed, to basically hold the different bed parts together, not the supports. That's what's called a mizran. So a little bit sticks out of the bed until 10 tvachim. That's considered part of the bed and necessary for the bed. Yes, Rakhine, more than this, Ena Mitzrach Mita is not considered part of the bed or necessary. Mizran Shabala in Nishar, excuse me, Mizran Shabala, when the Mizran gets worn out and old, in Nishar Mena Shiva Tvachim, when he lasts when a Chavek Lachamor, and there's 7 Tvachim left, that's enough to make a girdle for a donkey, then a Rezim a Kabal Tumma, this is something that will contract Tumma. Halakatas, Mita Shahisat Tmea Medras Mizran, Yotze Mena, let's say there's a bed that was Tame by being touched by a Zav, and the Mizran, a part of Mizran sticks out from it. Adasar Tzvachim and Tentum Tzvachim. Mariu Av Tumah Kamita Atzma Vakol Medrash. It's considered primary Tumah, like the bed itself. Masar V'lechutz, but 10 and out. Mariu Kamaga Medrash. But it's not considered primary. Rather, it's just simply the Tumah of which a Zav touched. Daras Zav Al Mizran. Hayotze Masar V'lefnim. If a Zav touched or sat on the Mizran part sticking out from a 10 Tzvachim and within, Haramita Kula Medrash. The entire bed becomes Tumas Medrash. Masar V'lechutz Tahora. But if he sat up from the 10 Tzvachim and beyond, it's Tahor. The medvar more the medras. This only applies to the unique case of the zav of al shar tumos for other tumos. Afilu mea ama kulo chibor. Even 100 amos is considered attached. Ketsa, what's an example? Mizran shehi kara chalamita. Let's say a mizran is wound around the bed. Hichnis ksasol olames. A little bit sticks into a tent with a dead body in it. On a shenaga sheret ksaso or a sheret touches part of it. O shenaflu mashkin tmein al ksaso or some tummy liquids fell on part of it. Nitme samita, the bed becomes tameh. Even if the part of the mizran that contracted impurity is 100 amos away from the bed, it still contracts tumah. Let's say a bed was tameh because it was supporting someone who's a zav, the karachla mezran, and then at that point afterwards you wound the cord around it. I call tameh medras. Everything's tameh medras. Hifrisha mita, right? If he went ahead and separated them afterwards, medras kishahaisav and mizran maga medras. So it was like it was, and the Mizran is considered Tameh if you're touching a Zav. Haiset Tmeya Tumah Shiva. Let's say it was a Tameh, a type of Tumah that lasts 7 days, a Karachla Mizran, and then he wound the cord around it to tie it together. Kula Tmeya Tumah Shiva. Everything is Tameh Shiva. Hefrisho, right? Let's say he, what do you call it, separated them afterwards. He Tmeya Kishahaisa. So it's Tameh like before, but Mizran Tameh Tumah Sarav. But the cord is only Tameh until nightfall. Haiset Tmeya Tumah Sarav. Let's say it contracted Tumah Tumah Sarav. The karachlam mizran, meaning the bed was only tumah for a day, tummy for a day, and then I tied the cord around it. I called tummy tumah sarav. Everything is tummy tumah sarav. The free show, if I took the cord off, he tumaya tumah sarav. So then the bed is still tumah, is still tummy tumah sarav. The mizran tahor, but the cord is tahor. Mizran. So if there was a mizran wound around the bed, the naga bahena mace, and the dead body touches it, I call tummy tumah shiva. Everything is tummy 7. Pirshu, let's say I took it off. Tamei Tumah Shiva, still Tamei 7. Nagaba Sheretz, if he yotze mehen, Tvein Tumah Sarev. If a Sheretz touched it, then it's Tamei till nightfall. Pirshu, if it took it off, Tvein Tumah Sarev, it's only Tamei for the day. Finally, Lachu Yudbeis, what do you call it? Kara Shahaisa Tmeya. Let's say a bedpost that's Tamei Medras from a Zav, Vechibra Lamita, and it's attached to a bed, Hamita Kula Medras. Then the entire bed is Tumas Medras. Medras. Pirsha Kara, right? If I removed then the, what do you call the bedpost, Tmeya Medras, right? Kishahaisa. So then it retains the status of being tamei medras, vamita maga medras, and the bed is tamei through touching by a zav. V'chinim haisa ha-kera tmeya, so too if the bedpost is tamei, tumah shiva 7 days, v'chibra lamita, and then I attach the bedpost to the bed, Amita kula tamei shiva. Now the bed is tamei shiva seven. Kilu nagam beis bekar shalah. It's as if the tamei mace, the dead body, touched the actual bedpost that was previously attached. And if he's sprinkled on the bed, it's tahar bekara bichlala, and the bedpost is included. Then pirsha koda mazaya. But let's say I took the bedpost off prior to sprinkling the waters on it to make it tahar. Hakara tama tuma shiva kishahisa. So the kara retains the status of tuma shiva. But the bed is good to go at night. Hayakara tmea tumasara. Let's say the bedpost was tame for the day. The chibra lamita, and then was attached to the bed. I call tame tumasara. Everything is now tame tumasara. Pirsha, if I removed it then, he tmea tumasara. It retains the status of tame tumasara. The mita tahara, the bed is tarash. Ina tame tumasara vina mace mitame. Because tame from tumasara from base is mitame lo adam lo kelim. The nature of vlad kamoshmanu. It's a derivative. So this applies to the sharp edge of a plow. That gets tummy from a dead body. And then only afterwards that I join that sharp edge to the plow itself. Okay, that ends Parak of Aleph, and we will continue with Parak of Beis tomorrow.